Welcome. The world lost singer-songwriter John Prine yesterday. He died of COVID. And I felt that loss deeply because John Prine wrote a song, Hello In There. It's about the loneliness of growing old. And you might know my recent book was about stories of old people. The opening quote in my book was a line from that John Prine song. And the words go, "You know that old trees just grow stronger and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say, hello in there, hello." I think that's a message so many of us can relate to right now, as we are mostly confined to our homes. The trees and rivers are growing stronger and wilder every day. And many of us are growing lonesome, needing help. Like an old person wondering when help is coming, when they will be recognized, if help is coming, if they will be recognized. You may have read the book, The Surrender Experiment. It's the story of this guy, Michael Singer, and he was a young yogi, hippie, and he started embracing all of life's challenges instead of resisting them. And he went on to start this billion-dollar company, and he credits all of his success to following life's plan, embracing the challenges, instead of following his own plan and resisting the challenges. And today, Michael Singer was interviewed, and the host said to him, "People are really struggling right now with this pandemic. What do you have to say?" And I thought Michael Singer's answer was so powerful. He said, "You cannot control the outside world. It is a mess right now. But you can control your inner kingdom. And if the outer world is impacting your inner world, you have not done enough work on yourself." The late Ram Dass gave similar advice. He said, "I'm standing on a bridge, watching the water go by. Every so often, a spray comes up and touches me, but I will never go back down there." So COVID keeps getting closer. One of my family members basically lost their business partner yesterday to COVID. And I was talking to my mom about it last night, and she said that we all know people who will die or will be 1 degree from people who die. It's everywhere now. That river is rising. It's getting closer. It's not just spray from the river, but it's like you're on that bridge and the river's raging just below you. And you wonder if the bridge can handle this. And the answer is yes. That interviewer asked Michael Singer another question. What do you say to someone who has COVID, who's suffering, because they might say to your advice, "Well, that sounds good if I was well, but I'm not well." And Michael Singer said, "These are the times that try men's souls. It's not like there's a choice. If you have it, you have it. That's your outer state. But your inner state doesn't have to compound the problem. People can go through illnesses and use them to grow spiritually. You often will hear, what I thought was the worst thing that happened to me became the best thing. Look at it from an inner state. Because if you get yourself sick on the inside, that's not a nice seat to sit in. You're going to go through it anyways. Not better to have two problems when you can just have one. Don't be a mess inside just because it's a mess outside." So, question for you. Whatever you've got going on inside today, can you take some time right now to clear that mess? Can you step into your royal palace, your beach house, your yacht, whatever you want your inner kingdom to look like and feel like? You own the power over that realm. Now more than ever, assert that power. Step onto your throne. Take control of your inner world. There's this story I've shared with some of you before. It was told by Satchitananda. And there's a king, and he wants to do something really nice for all of the subjects in his kingdom. So he says to his ministers, "Take all the treasures and riches and material goods of the kingdom, put them in the park, and let's invite all the subjects to come and take whatever they can. It's my gift to my kingdom." And so the ministers, they put the big screen TVs and the brand new Teslas and all these beautiful new computers and heaps of jewels, and they put it all in the park. And the king's subjects come rushing into the park, and they're taking as much as they can. They're so excited and so thankful. And this one old poor lady hobbles into the park, and it's too good to be true. She doesn't believe that she can have whatever she wants, and she hobbles up to the king, who's sitting on his throne watching his subjects so happy. And the old lady says to the king, "Your Highness, are you sure I can have anything I want? Really?" And the Highness says, "You can have anything you want." And she says, "Are you positive?" And the king says, "Whatever you want." And the lady says, "Well, then I'll have you." And she gets the king and the entire kingdom. And the point of this story, this is not some small power you are assuming. When you claim your inner world, your inner peace, you access the whole kingdom. But when you claim all the little things on the way to inner peace, it's a long, lonely road that makes you feel like the old person in that John Prine song. Who wants to feel like that? So take a moment to get a little more comfortable and assume the throne. Come to our centering thought. Peace above me, peace below me, peace around me, peace within me. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, peace above me, peace below me, peace around me, peace within me. If your attention wandered, peace above me, peace below me, peace around me, peace within me. Coming back to the moment. As we are mostly confined to our homes, the trees and rivers are growing stronger and wilder every day. And many of us are growing lonesome, but we don't have to. Take control of your inner kingdom. This is not a small power. When you command your inner world, your inner peace, you have the whole kingdom. Peace above me, peace below me, peace around me, peace within me. See you tomorrow.
been years since the kids had grown a life of their own and left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha, and Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War, and I still don't know what for. Don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder. Just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to save.